From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, August 8th. Coming up, we'll find out how a school district is trying to erase its special ed teacher shortage with homegrown educators already in their buildings. That story from Peter Medlin in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Most abortions are now banned in the state of Indiana. Michael Puente has details.
3 hours of debate in the Senate Friday night followed hours of debate in the House earlier in the day. The end result, a bill restricting abortion with exceptions for fetal anomaly if the woman's life is at risk, and for victims of rape or incest if they get an abortion within 10 weeks of becoming pregnant. Democratic Senator Shelley Yoder opposed the measure.
SB 1 is not about reducing the number of abortions. It's about control. A yes vote will be a setback 50 years.
But the bill sponsor, GOP Senator Susan Glick, urged passage.
Liberty and pursuit of happiness will never exist if there is not life.
Governor Eric Holcomb signed the bill quickly after it passed. The law goes into effect September 15th. I'm Michael Puente.
Voter turnout in Illinois was low for the June primary election. Illinois State Board of Elections spokesperson Matt Dietrich says fewer than 22% of registered voters cast a ballot back in June.
Turnout in the June 28th primary was actually the second lowest primary turnout that we've seen in the last 40 years. The only one lower was in 2014 when we had an 18% turnout.
That audio courtesy of the state of Illinois. Nearly 52% of those voting were Democrats and 46% were Republicans. Five Illinois counties offered Libertarian ballots for certain offices. Dietrich says about 16% of voters opted for mail-in ballots. Turnout was slightly higher in Champaign County, with nearly 26% of registered voters casting a ballot. Farmers could use far less chemical fertilizer, which can be expensive and harmful to the environment. As Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports, a new study says even with less fertilizer, farmers can still maintain high crop yields.
Chemical fertilizer has been in the news a lot lately, both for its sky-high cost and for its impact on water quality. And now a team of researchers spanning from the UK to Africa have published a study that shows farmers can still achieve high yields with less of it. Fertilizer contains nutrients like nitrogen and is necessary for plants to grow, but the study's lead author, Chloe McLaren, says there's a better way to use it.
We still want to maintain the potential to produce lots of good, healthy food, but we want to reduce the amount of nitrogen that's escaping from those systems.
To do that, she says, farmers can substitute manure for fertilizer, grow nitrogen-fixing crops, and grow a bigger variety of crops. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
After more than a year of negotiations, the city of Danville and its firefighters finally have a new contract. The News-Gazette reports that the four-year contract is retroactive to May 1st of last year and runs through April 30th of 2025. Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. says the two sides were set to call in a state arbitrator, but were able to work out their differences in one final negotiation before going that route. The contract will give firefighters 2% raises in the first and third years and 3% raises the second and fourth years. One sticking point for the two sides was minimum staffing levels. Williams had been pushing to reduce the number of firefighters on duty at all shifts from 12 to 11, but says he did not have enough support among city aldermen to hold out for those changes. Still to come, we'll find out how one of the largest school districts in Illinois is filling its special education teacher shortage. That story from Peter Medlin is next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Last year, Illinois school districts reported more than 600 unfilled special education positions. Peter Medlin reports on how a district is trying to erase its shortage with homegrown educators already in their buildings.
Thousands of Illinois students with disabilities have to learn in a classroom without a special education teacher or with an educator who doesn't have the right teaching license. Those kids who may have physical or cognitive disabilities count on and are legally entitled to specially designed instruction. At Illinois' second largest school district, U46 in Elgin, they're in the midst of this same shortage. The district reported around 23 unfilled special ed positions this year. To fix it, they're teaming up with Northern Illinois University to train the educators who already assist those students the most, paraprofessionals. You may also know them as teacher's aides. 27 of its paraprofessionals are taking the leap towards a special education license through U46 and NIU's LEAP program. It stands for Licensed Educator Accelerated Pathway. Laura Heaton is the chair of the Department of Early and Special Education at NIU.
We take about 2 years of coursework, which includes student teaching, and we compressed it into about 15 to 18 months.
The paraeducators are still working at U46 schools, so they take classes 2 nights a week, learn with online modules, and work with a completion coach who can help them with study techniques and technology since most of them haven't been in a college classroom in decades. Latrice Satterwhite is the director of specialized student services at U46, and she says the pandemic has only inflamed their special ed teacher shortage.
A little more challenging over the last couple of years. That's why we were so excited when NIU, you know, approached us about this partnership.
Carrie Deal is just about to start her fourth year as a paraprofessional at U46. She got a teaching degree and taught elementary school years ago before she had kids. And now that they're older, she felt called back into the classroom. She's worked as a para at several grade levels, including helping middle school kids with severe behavioral issues. But she's been astonished by just how many duties paraprofessionals have.
Kids with exceptional needs need their diapers changed, and there's kids that need one-on-ones, and that could range from like just being in the classroom supporting them because they have some type of like physical need, or like, hey, we're in the hallway half the time because this kid can't handle the sensory overload.
She says it was her experience in a self-contained middle school classroom with students who needed behavioral support that motivated her to get her special education degree.
It was a very challenging classroom, and I kept just being like, gosh, I wish I could teach this. Like, I wish I had that education.
She'll have classes on literacy, how to write an individualized education plan for disabled students, and how her district complies with federal disability regulations. Some of the classes are even taught by her U46 administrators. Satterwhite says LEAP includes clinical classroom experience on top of their classes, too.
Whatever group of students that they're learning about how to work with, if they have a mild disability or a significant cognitive disability, the district works to move that individual into a U46 classroom that mirrors the type of student that they're learning about to complete their field experience.
The LEAP program began earlier this year, and the first cohort is set to graduate next year. Once they earn their degree, those 27 newly minted special ed teachers will go to work at U46 for at least 5 years. Laura Heaton says grow your own initiatives like this are a crucial way to address teacher shortages. They can look at specific districts and specific positions that need filling. But at the end of the day, what really motivates Deal is that these students deserve education and accommodations just like any other children.
You know, they say, oh my God, how can you do that? I always come back and say, these are kids. These are kids that in the long run just want to be like every other kid and want to be loved and understood. And you have to find a way to do that for every kid.
The first LEAP students will graduate and start teaching in special education classrooms in the fall of 2023. And NIU is also just beginning a similar pathway program with Rockford Public Schools. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be partly cloudy today with a chance of thunderstorms late and a high of 89 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Michael Puente, Dana Cronin, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.